is the MJ Morning Show podcast.
Michelle, my lovely wife, sent me a link to the story last night. Was this just good content, or was Michelle sending me a message? I don't think she was sending me a message. I think it's just pretty good content. This is from, what, cafemom.com. You ever hear this? Cafemom.com?
Sounds familiar.
Dad is convinced newborn looks like wife's work husband.
Ooh.
Oh, my God. Oh, Lordy. Oh, Lord. Work husband. You've heard of the whole work husband thing, right?
Work wife, work husband, yeah.
Exactly. And a lot of times the work husband and wife, they'll get their other spouse together. They'll all go out for a little dinner date or something and hang out. Dad is convinced that the work husband is the father, potentially. After the birth of his son, one man on Reddit convinced that the baby isn't his son doesn't look like him or his wife, and he's suspicious that the baby looks like the wife's work husband. All he wants is answers, but when he asked his wife for a paternity test, she was insulted and told him that if he tried to make it happen, she would file for divorce.
Uh-oh.
She's when babies are born, they do look just like the dad, and it is a sort of genetic thing, so that when you didn't have genetic testing, dads were able to instinctively know, yeah, that's my kid.
Ask Maury.
Yeah, that's a Maury Povich episode right there.
You are not the father.
Oh. I thought it was the baby's daddy.
Yeah.
I thought that's what they said.
No, they do that. You are not the father, right? You are the father. When it comes to the paternity test, you are not. First, there was the fact that the son did not look anything like him or his wife. He says, I have small blue eyes, pale skin, blonde hair, as do my parents, grandparents, and siblings.
No, that sounds like a fish.
And my wife's work husband is an Eskimo, so he looks nothing like me.
My wife has small blue eyes and red hair. Everyone in her family has either blue eyes and blonde or red hair, yet our baby was born with an olive skin tone and huge brown eyes.
Yeah, it's hard to get. It's possible, but it's very statistically unlikely that a blue-eyed and a blue-eyed can make a brown-eyed.
Right. Right. Exactly. So you have the recessive genes that the two recessives will...
Two little X's.
Right.
Yep.
The two
little B's.
Will make the blue eyes.
We've got full recessive gene betting odds here with Roxanne. That's fantastic.
Sounds like
no, I can help you with that any day that you want.
It sounds like the work husband is an Eskimo.
My God.
Or a sexy Sicilian pool boy.
Secretly, he believes the two are having an affair. One of my wife's coworkers is married to a coworker of mine. He explained it was his coworker who tipped him off that there was something going on between his wife and the work husband. They were getting unnaturally close, spending time together alone, even though they don't actually directly work together. Well, then how's he the work husband then if they don't work together?
Oh, she's just cheating then.
They were interacting with each other, causing rumors to spread throughout the office. His wife, knowing that he knew me, wanted to warn me that something may be up. Wow.
And what's his job again?
I don't know. It didn't say what the occupation is.
Hey, buddy, where there's smoke, there might be.
You think so?
Not your baby.
I know what the work husband's job is. Putting it to his wife.
Last night, I admitted to my wife my fears and asked if there was any way the baby wasn't mine. His wife denied it, told him that she was insulted by the accusation and said that she had never and would never cheat on me with Ryan, that's the work husband's name, or anybody else. She told me that if he got the paternity test done, that he should consider our marriage over.
Sounds like she's a straight gaslighter.
Over.
Okay, first of all, of course his name is Ryan, okay? I have issues with guys named Ryan. First of all. Second of all, why can't this guy do his own paternity test and not tell his wife?
Well, that's a third person on the Reddit thing said that get the paternity test, and if you're wrong, never tell your wife. That's a way to handle it. So Michelle sends me this. I think it's great content. I don't think there's anything, I don't know if she's suggesting anything.
What would she be suggesting?
I don't know. I think it's just good content, but listen.
MJ's kids don't exactly look like...
Oh, we just
trolls.
I mean, Chloe's beautiful, but, you know.
Wow.
It just doesn't make sense.
Froggy just called me a troll.
But I'm just saying your kids are lovely and you're, you know, you.
Troll-esque.
And Michelle's, of course, beautiful.
So. Michelle, I think it's a good story. You didn't send it for any other reason, did you?
Did you?
No.
It's just a good story, right?
First of all, I wasn't even working when I got pregnant. Right? Remember, I was in law school.
That's true. That's right. Michelle, well, yeah. it could have been a study buddy.
A study hubby.
Study hubby.
Yeah. Oh. My study buddy was a good friend named Beth.
That oh, that's right. Really that's right. Out. Beth and Lanny. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good story. So, I mean.
It is. I mean, honestly, look, we've joked about it, but go ahead, get those kids tested.
Now, Michelle, did this guy complain to Reddit, or did he feel like he needed advice from, what, cafemom.com? Because I know that's where I go.
That's the other thing I'm just perplexed about. It's like, do people really have to put this out there to get counseling on this? I mean, if you honestly feel like those kids aren't yours, just go get them swabbed. I think it's pretty easy to do nowadays, right?
I would think.
Yeah, well, that's what someone suggested. Just go get your baby tested and compare it to your DNA and just don't even tell the wife.
Right.
It's the way you handle it.
Great relationship.
Yeah, it's a great marriage, though, isn't it?
Or you go down to your wife's job and you punch Ryan right in the face.
You get some blood on your hand. You know what his blood type is.
You brilliant.
You wait for Ryan in the parking lot and you jump him. Or you mow him over with your car in the parking lot. then you can get some of Ryan's blood and compare it to the baby.
Push him in a wood chipper.
All right, Michelle. I'll see you later on. Bye, sweetie.
Can you imagine your wife has red hair and blue eyes and your kid comes out looking like a little Latin kid or something?
Listen, both of you guys have blue eyes. Both have blue eyes.
Crazy.
You can have two brown eyed have a blue eye. That does happen kind of frequently. It happens.
Right. Yeah, they're called albinos.
It's 8:49. It's the MJ Morning Show. It's Q105.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.